Hello, my name is Pete Corelli, and I graduated St. Norbert College 2002. These days, I'm a radio broadcaster, breakfast radio broadcaster for Mix 94.5 here in Perth on a show that even has my own name on it, which is kind of cool. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber. And it's on the station I always wanted to work for, but that's off the back of a 20-year broadcasting career. I'm a bit of an entrepreneur, so I'm working a lot in startup space and starting up businesses in digital and tech and the games industry. And I am a husband and father to three beautiful kids. St. Norbert College prepared me for life after high school, but I didn't know that they were doing it at the time. And I think that's the most interesting nuance of answering that question. And as a student, you know, your priorities are different. You're just worried about, you know, the next assignment you have to hand in, or learning your lines for drama, or even just who you're going to bounce the basketball with at lunch. Yeah, you know, those are the things that you're worried about. So you don't know that St. Norbert's is preparing you, but looking back on it now, and it was 20 years ago, St. Norbert's knew what it was that I was going to end up doing well before I had any idea whatsoever. And when you get an opportunity to just sort of sit back and think about the classes, think about the teachers, think about just the general sort of environment and the people around, the St. Norbert was a huge hand in being prepared for everything that's hit me as a father, as a businessman, as a broadcaster, all of the above. Memories of St. Norbert College. The first word that pops into my mind is fun, because I did have a lot of fun. Admittedly, year 8 and year 9 is a lot of finding yourself and growing and developing, and not really knowing who it is that you're sort of going to be. But then once sort of hit year 10, got into 11 and 12, and by then you're so entrenched in the school and the culture, and you've found your friends and you know the teachers so well. I think it's a testament to St. Norbert College that the teachers, you know, I can just about say that every teacher that I had from year 8 was there right through until I graduated, and well after that as well. It was just fun. I had a great time, and that's the biggest memory that sticks out. For me, obviously, being a creative, you know, and having taken that line as a career anyway, drama class and treading the boards of the Zanton Centre is the biggest memory that sticks out to me. The friendships that I made, even just thinking about and saying the word out loud, Tongolo, which was my house. Like, I can picture the carpet and I can picture the walls. The school was just memorable. My advice for current students, give it everything you've got, although you probably don't feel like doing that right now, and I get it. Have a go at everything. Try everything. Take advantage of the things going on around you. Get to know people outside of your friendship groups. Have a go at some of the things that you never thought you would, and soak it all up. Right now, you're in a position where everybody around you just wants to support you and help you and is so invested in you. So make the most of it. Take advantage of it. Have fun. Soak it all up while you've got the chance. What makes St. Norbert special to me? Every school has the basic elements to be a school. It has the basic things you need as a student to learn. But what makes a particular school special is the culture and the people and the environment. But I just, again, remember having such a good time and feeling so welcomed and supported and loved. And that comes from the people and the culture and the environment that they've created inside the school. And to me, that's what makes St. Norbert's so unique and so special.